On today's Kids Corner, Liz is about to become a member of the most exclusive club in town, but...
there's one small problem.
What would that be?
Stay tuned. It's time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
Only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
The school hallways at Terrarium Elementary quickly filled as Liz and Lucille exited their fifth-hour history class with their test results in hand. Liz stood in the middle of the crowd, scrambling to get to class. His eyes bugged out of his head with disbelief as he stared down at his test score.
Liz, come on, get going. We're going to be late for science.
What?
I said move it, Liz. We got to get to class.
Look at this, Lucille.
What?
Will you look at this?
What?
Can you believe it?
What? Your history test?
Yep.
Oh, what'd you get?
It's amazing.
Yeah?
I mean, I sort of studied. Well, kind of studied. Well, I studied a little bit, at least.
Huh. And all your suffering got you...
An 89. Lucille. I got an 89%!
Okay, that's good.
Oh.
Just think what you would have gotten if you'd really studied.
A 99?
Try 100%.
Oh, hey, Teddy.
Hi, Lucille. Liz.
So what did you get on the history test, Teddy?
Like you need to ask.
Well, actually, I do.
Well, guys, you're looking at a full-fledged member of the 100% Club.
Of the what?
The infamous 100% Club.
I never heard of it.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, quite honestly, that doesn't surprise me.
Okay, so what exactly is the 100% Club anyway?
Yeah. Oh, just the newest and most exclusive club here at Terrarium Elementary.
Exclusive, huh?
Put it this way, it's only for the coolest, smartest kids in school.
Oh, well, you can sign me up, Teddy. I definitely qualify under that first requirement of cool.
Sorry, Liz, but you ain't cool if you're a fool.
What? Who are you calling a fool? Yeah. I got an 89% on my history exam.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's precisely my point. An 89.
Yeah.
That doesn't quite cut it in the 100% club.
Oh.
It's either 100% or you're out.
Oh, please.
Oh, really? So you're saying an 89 or even a 99 isn't good enough for you and your 100% club?
The name says it all.
Oh, please.
Speaking of which, what did you get, Lucille?
Well, I actually,
as I thought, obviously you didn't get 100%. Therefore, your test score isn't even worth mentioning.
Oh!
Now, just a minute, Teddy. What makes you think I didn't get 100?
Yeah.
If you did, you would have said so right away.
Oh, it just so happens that I...
Lucille, come on, just spit it out.
That I just don't care about your 100% club.
Yeah, right, whatever. That's because you didn't get 100. I gotta get to class. Catch you later, you underachiever.
I'm no underachiever, Teddy.
Well, prove it.
Fine, I'll prove it, see?
Wow, Lucille, you got 100% too.
Yeah. Let me see that.
Yeah.
Well, what do you know? Not bad.
Way to go, Lucille, way to go. Now you're in. Now you can join the 100% club.
To even be considered for the 100% club, you need to get 3 100s in a row.
Three of them? Well, that's easy for you, Cammie. You always get 100%.
Yes. And 3 perfect scores have to be from 3 separate classes.
We're very exclusive, you know.
Okay, mm-hmm. That is tough. But you can do it, Lucille. I know you can.
Yeah, thanks anyway, Liz. I'm just not interested.
Why?
We'll be watching and waiting, Lucille. But believe me, we won't be holding our breath.
Yeah, well, I really wish you would.
Huh.
Cammie, are you sure that this is the kind of club you really want to belong to? You don't have anything to prove. Everyone knows you always get 100%.
Yeah, no. You've never made a big deal out of it.
Yeah.
No, I haven't, but sometimes kids make fun of me for my good grades. At least in this group, being smart is a good thing. See you later.
Come on, Liz, we better get to science before the bell rings.
Yeah, you're right. I was late last week and... science.
What?
Science? Did you take science?
Yeah.
Science! Science! Get it, Lucille? Science!
What about science, Liz?
Oh, come on! Didn't you get 100 on yesterday's science test?
Oh, you know. I really don't remember.
You did, Lucille. I'm sure of it.
And so what if I did?
That means you only need 1 more 100 in 1 other class to get into that 100% club. Lucille, you're a brainiac. If anybody could do it, you could.
Oh, come on, Liz. Just forget about it. Anyway, that club really doesn't interest me.
Oh, man, what I wouldn't give to be an official member of the 100%. that club. I'm just as smart as the next guy.
Would you give 3 to 4 hours of studying each and every night?
Absolutely. From now on, you can call me the Studyinator.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, Lizarardo Lacerda, the whiz kid, the ace, the testameister,
yeah.
The academic scholar, Arana, just crowned me king of Intellectualville.
Yeah, sure, Liz, easy to say.
Actually, no, it wasn't. Yeah, I'm gonna do it, Lucille, you'll see.
But it's much harder to do.
My quest for the 100% club begins tonight.
So I guess you won't be going to baseball practice tonight then, huh?
Why not?
Well, because you can't spend 2 hours playing baseball and still have time for all that studying.
Oh, I can do both, no problem.
We'll see.
The afternoon sun was beating down on the baseball diamond, causing everyone on the field to feel a little sluggish. Everyone except Liz.
Hey, better. No hitter, no hitter. You can hit the broadside of a cactus. Come on, take a swing already, will ya?
Hey, Liz, for crying out loud, this is just batting practice.
Hey, better. Swing, better.
And furthermore, you seem to have forgotten one crucial point.
What?
Hello, I'm on your team.
Oh, come on, Maury, this is practice, right?
Exactly.
So, I'm supposed to be practicing.
Excuse me, Liz, but if you haven't yet noticed, that's precisely what we're all trying to do here.
So?
So, in my humble opinion, it seems slightly problematic to try to hit the ball when your very own teammate is traumatizing
you. I'm just practicing my intimidation and distraction taunts.
During practice?
Well, practice seems to be the perfect place to try out some new chants.
Okay, just try not to hurt my feelings.
Oh, but Maury, that's the whole point. To distract you, make you feel inferior, crush your spirit, and annihilate your self-esteem.
Like I need any help.
Hey, Maury, I got a question. Have you heard of the 100% Club?
Yeah, why?
Strike one!
Huh.
Are you a member?
No.
Why not? You're practically a genius.
Well, I was almost a member.
You were?
Yeah, but I kind of got kicked out.
Strike two! So what'd you do? Burn down the club's treehouse?
No.
Eat too many hot dogs and get sick all over the president's office?
No, that was the history club, remember?
Oh, yeah, right. So what happened with the 100% club?
Well, I thought I was in until they started asking about gym class.
Well, yeah, but you only need 3 aces in a row from 3 different classes.
That's what they say to begin with, but then if they don't want you in, they come up with new rules.
Oh.
I never even made it to the swearing-in ceremony.
Well, they practically begged me to join.
Really? They begged you?
Yep, said they'd be a hole in their breath till I joined.
Mind-boggling. Hey, Lucille, did you hear that?
No, wait, Maury, no.
Well, come on, it's just Lucille.
No, but she might feel a
what?
Kind of bad that they didn't ask her.
Oh, I see. Well, I bet she could get in if she wanted.
Well, maybe I'll put in a good word for her once I'm in.
Me too, Liz.
Well,
oh, please, what I wouldn't give to be back in the 100% club.
What you talking about?
Nothing at all.
No.
Right, Maury?
No. Mm-mm. Who, us talking? Yeah. No, we weren't talking.
Good.
No, sorry. Nope. No talking happening here, Lucille.
Hey, Maury, you're smart, right?
Actually, I've always thought of myself more as the athletic type.
You? Really?
Yeah, you see, well, athletics is kind of a newfound passion.
Oh, boy.
Really?
Yep. Bring on the training, boys. Exercise, working out, keeping fit. That's old Maury, all right. I am definitely much more in athletics than, say, the 100% club.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Yeah, you know, I've been noticing that you really look like you've been putting on some muscle.
Do you think so, Lucille? Wow-wee.
Oh, yeah, Maury, you can definitely see it in your,
Yeah. Where?
We most definitely, you could see it in your glutes. They're getting so muscular.
My glutes? Really?
Strike three! You're out!
And with that, Maury walked out of the batter's box, took off his helmet, put on his glove, and headed out to center field. The rest of practice, he daydreamed about his glutes. The only problem was, Maury wasn't quite sure what his glutes were. He was too embarrassed to ask Lucille and figured he'd look it up online that night.
Hey, Liz.
Yeah, Lucille?
What are glutes?
You don't know?
Don't have a clue.
But Lucille, you just told Maury that
I was flustered. It's the first thing I could think of. My mom's workout video is always screaming, "No, work those glutes, ladies!"
Lucille, glutes refers to the part of the anatomy known as the gluteus maximus.
Wow, that sounds impressive.
Yeah, well, it might if it wasn't also known as your fanny.
What? Your fanny? Oh, no.
Yeah.
How do I always get myself in these messes?
Over the next week and throughout the weekend, Liz spent many late nights hunched over his desk, poring through his school books. That upcoming Monday, he had three major tests in three separate classes. Liz knew this was his big chance to get into the 100% Club. Monday finally came. At school, Lucille caught up to Liz in the cafeteria.
Liz, where have you been lately?
Huh?
You're like a ghost. I see you at the end of the hallway, and by the time I get there, poof, you're gone.
Oh, well, you should probably have tried looking in the library.
Yeah, why would I look there?
Because I've been going there to study every free chance I get.
Wow, I didn't even think you knew where the library was.
Ha ha, very funny, Lucille.
We've missed you at baseball practice.
Yeah, I guess I did miss a few.
Liz, you missed the entire week.
I did?
Every last one of them.
Oh, wow. Well, what can I say? I've been busy.
But Liz, nothing's more important to you than baseball.
I had to dedicate my time to studying for three big tests today.
Studying?
Yeah.
You've been studying?
Uh-huh.
Okay, who are you and what have you done with my best friend, Liz?
What?
Are you some kind of alien and sucked out his brains and took over his body?
Oh, come on. Come off it, Lucille, will ya?
Well, the Liz I know would never have skipped baseball for studying. You must be an alien.
Okay, enough already. You're starting to freak me out.
Seriously, Liz, you're not really going to try and get into the 100% Club, are you?
Well, absolutely. After today, I'll be a full-fledged card-carrying member.
Oh, brother, sorry I asked.
Oh, just think, they'll probably even ask me to be the president.
So are you also going to be a superior snob to everyone else once you're in the club?
What? No, of course not. I'm not going to change at all.
And then how are you going to fit in?
I'll manage just fine. Thank you very much.
Liz, I think that's great that you want to do well in school.
I can see it now. Lizarardo Lacerda. Me, a member of the 100% Club. The most exclusive club at school. I'll be hanging at the top, cream of the crop, a cut above.
That's really cool and all, Liz, but don't lose sight of the fact that God asks us to do our best for His approval.
Well, yeah.
Not for someone else's. We're supposed to be doing our best for Him.
That's exactly what I'm doing, Lucille.
I'm not.
And two, being the best above all the rest.
No, you're missing the point. It's not about getting the highest grade, Liz.
Oh, come on.
It's about doing the best you can in everything. But not so that others think you're great, but to show God how much you love Him.
So, what's the problem, Lucille?
My problem is that the 100% Club is all about excluding anyone who doesn't reach a certain standard. But God doesn't act like that. He knows our hearts. He knows when we've done our best, and sometimes our best might be a 99% or an 89% or even a 79%.
Well, sounds like a bit of a cop-out if you ask me. Besides, I've set my sights on getting into that 100% Club, and you are not going to stop me, Lucille. I'm pretty sure I aced my test this morning, and I'm feeling very confident that the other two this afternoon are in the bag. So please step aside, little Miss Underachiever.
Liz.
I'm joking, Lucille. I'm joking.
Okay.
Come on, lighten up, will ya?
Yeah.
Hey, kids. Check out one of our most popular giveaways at kidscorner.net. This month's giveaway is the Church in Action comic book. Just go to kidscorner.net and click on the Activities button to download the Church in Action comic book. Check out six different stories about how God's people are doing the work of the church right now around the world. The Church in Action comic book. Stories that can inspire you to discover your place in God's big story and learn how God is calling you to live out your Christian faith every day. All for free from kidscorner.net.
All of Liz's studying paid off, and he did exceptionally well on all three tests that day. As a matter of fact, he aced them all. When the last school bell rang, he headed straight for Teddy.
Teddy! Teddy! Guess what? I'm now officially ready to join the club.
You must have me mistaken for someone in the 89% club.
What? There's an 89% club? Oh, man, why didn't anybody tell me? You mean I've been killing myself studying for nothing?
I'm merely joking, Liz. Humor, intellectual wit.
Got it.
Now, what exactly did you want? I have a 100% club council meeting to attend.
Oh, perfect. I'll just tag along.
Hardly. You don't even qualify to touch the door, let alone enter in.
Oh, but I do. See, I got 100% in all three tests I took today.
Will you look at that?
Yeah.
You most certainly did. 100%, another 100%, and yet another 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations, Liz.
Thank you.
You've made it through step number one.
Oh, great. Wow. Wait a minute. Did you say step number one?
Step number one.
Wait, but I thought you said that...
I said you had to get 3 aces in a row.
And that's all you said. You didn't say there was more.
You didn't ask.
Oh, come on.
Now, don't sweat it. The next step is not that difficult. In fact, it's simply agreeing to a few club rules.
Oh, phew. You had me scared there for a minute, Teddy. But I can do that.
Great. Tomorrow night at 6 o'clock.
Gotcha.
We'll have a special meeting to swear you into the club.
Ooh, a special meeting. Cool. Where?
Where else? The library.
I'll be there. Do I need to bring anything?
A calculator and a slide rule.
Got it. Thanks.
When Liz got home, he wanted desperately to call Lucille and tell her the big news about his induction into the 100% club. But he knew he couldn't do that. Lucille would only tell him not to go through with it. Instead, he called Maury.
Hello, Maury Clumptoes here.
Hey, Maury, it's Liz.
Hey, Liz, you sure sound excited.
Oh, I am, Maury. Tomorrow night is going to be the biggest night of my whole life.
Yowie kazowie, what's up? Wait, don't tell me. You discovered a new star, and they're naming it after you.
No, I'm going to...
Wait, I can guess. Your mom gave you permission to become an astronaut, and you're flying to Mars next week.
No, Maury, what I wanted to...
No, I got it this time. Told that redheaded girl in class that you have a crush on her and you've been secretly in love with her for the last 2 years?
Maury, you have the crush on the redhead girl. You want to be an astronaut, and for your birthday, your best present was getting a star named after you.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Hey, how did you know I have a crush on the redheaded girl?
I think it might have been the hypnotic stares and the uncontrolled drooling that gave it away.
I always thought I was so calm and collected around her.
Oh.
You might even say suave and debonair.
I think that might have been from a movie you saw, Maury, but it certainly doesn't describe the way you act around your one and only true love.
Oh, come on, Liz.
Now,
hey, look, I gotta go.
No, Maury.
See you later.
Maury? Hello? Maury? Oh, man. I never even got to tell him about the club.
Liz had a difficult time sleeping that night, but he made up for it the next day in school. He slept through most of English, math, and science, and stumbled through gym class. However, at the end of the day, when the last bell rang, he was rejuvenated and anxious for the evening's big event, the swearing-in of the 100% Club. That night at 6 p.m., Liz stood outside the doors of the Tureen Public Library.
Oh, man, this is it. My big chance. The defining moment of my life. I'm gonna walk through those doors, and when I come back out, I won't be the same person I am now. Oh, wow. I'm even impressed with myself.
Liz strolled through the large wooden library doors as though he were walking into the throne room to be dubbed a Knight of the Round Table. His head was high, his chest was out, and as he neared the head librarian's desk, he was summoned.
Psst! Liz! Over here!
He was summoned to a small corner behind the biography section. Liz suddenly realized he couldn't feel his feet. He didn't know if this was good or bad, but he was sure it felt weird.
Okay, stay cool, Lacerda. Don't go freaking out now. You're almost there. The big payoff is right around the corner.
Cammy instructed Liz to have a seat at the head of the empty table.
Lizerardo Lacerda?
Present. Accounted for. At your request, sir.
A simple yes would suffice.
Okay. Yes.
Do you wish to be a member of the 100% Club?
Liz could feel every set of eyes staring right at him. He felt a lump the size of a tumbleweed rising in his throat.
Yes, I do. Very much so.
Fine. Let the initiation begin. Lizerardo Lacerda, Raise your slide rule in your right hand while holding your calculator in your left.
All right.
Good. Now repeat after me.
Repeat after me.
No, not yet, Liz.
Oh, sorry.
I, Lizerardo Lacerda.
I, Lizerardo Lacerda.
Do wish to become a member of the 100% Club.
Do wish to become a member of the 100% Club.
And do solemnly swear to uphold the laws of the club.
And do solemnly swear to uphold... Hey, wait just a minute. What exactly are the laws of the club?
It's simple. Once you're a member, you simply promise to put each member of the club above all others, including your friends.
Above all my friends?
Yes, even your best friends.
Wait a minute. You mean I have to give up my best friends? Even Lucille?
Put it this way, Liz. We are now your best friends.
Well...
Why would you want to keep your old, underachieving, loser friends anyway?
Well, because they've always been my friends. We've done everything together.
But they're not in the club, Liz. They're not in the club. Club members always come first.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that one.
Technically, you can still speak to your old friends after school.
Oh, well, that's a relief. I was really
but
beginning
by
to
by no means during school.
What? But, Cammy, you spoke to Lucille and me.
That's true, Liz.
Well?
You can speak to others during school.
Okay.
But only if you're talking about being in the 100% Club.
Oh, I get it. So basically, we're telling them we're better than they are because we're in the 100% club and they're not?
Exactly!
So we want to intimidate them.
Precisely.
Crush their egos?
Well, not exactly.
Make them feel small and insignificant?
Now, wait a minute.
That sounds great.
Unquestionably.
I question that.
Yeah, there's one small problem.
What would that be, Liz?
Well, there's the fact that God doesn't want me to treat others like that.
You've got to choose, Lizerardo. God and your friends, or the exclusive 100% Club.
Oh, that's easy.
I knew you'd see it our way. Commence the swearing-in ceremony.
But before Teddy could say another word, Liz surprised everyone by getting down on his knees, closing his eyes, folding his hands, and speaking aloud.
Oh, dear God. Thank you for teaching me a valuable lesson today.
Liz, get up. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm sorry I got caught up in doing my best for others and not really worrying about what you think.
What? Huh?
Today, I learned that instead of getting a 100% just to join a silly club, I want to please you instead by giving my best in all I do, especially in being a good friend. Amen.
Liz, you're going to regret this.
Oh, the only thing I regret is that I'm missing baseball practice right now with my friends. Catch you later, Teddy. I am out of here.
Liz, wait for me. I don't think this is the club for me either.
I am glad to hear you say that, Cammy. Come on, why don't you come along with me to baseball practice? You
right?
can help us with our stats.
That sounds fun.
Just as he had imagined, Liz left the library a changed lizard. He wasn't the same. For in his heart, he realized that doing good in order to win the approval of others was a worthless pursuit. In Ephesians 6, verse 6, the Bible says, "Work hard and with gladness all the time, as though working for Christ, doing the will of God with all your heart." That simply means that giving our best in everything we do, studying, baseball, friendships, is important. Don't make the same mistake as Liz, who put the approval of others ahead of God's. Rather, always do your best in order to show God that you love Him. Now, I'd say that's something good to think about.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun!
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/kidscornerradio. Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Doug and Melissa Timberlake. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.